When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Let's talk about a player who could be a first overall pick, but he's no lock. But he was the best player in college baseball this year, and his name is Charlie Condon. So let's start there, JJ. How did that all come together as he is named the Baseball America College Player of the Year? Was this a tough one?
In reality, like, I mean, this was a really good year for breakout dominating college performances. But even among those, it actually ended up being pretty easy. You know, and again, this is nothing to take away from Jack Caglione, Christian Moore, Hagen Smith. There was a number of guys who had really good years. But with all that being said, Charlie Condon led the nation in batting average, led the nation in home runs, was, you know, near the top thanks to his teammate in on-base percentage, led the nation in slugging. This is a stat that doesn't even exist, right? Home runs per game is how college baseball kind of looks at it in some ways, because you're trying to even out for the fact that some teams play 45 games, teams play 65, depending, because the postseason counts. But if you look at home runs per game, for Charlie Condon's career, it's 0.53 home runs per game. Well, that would put him in the, like, among the all-time single season leaders for home runs per game, which is a stat that the NCAA does keep in its record book. So I kind of feel comfortable in saying he's probably got the best home run rate of any college player, Division I college player, with 2 years, which is the minimum you have to have for career. Just did it everything this year. And we tried to also kind of normalize it, because this is a record year for home runs. How do you compare a year where you have a record year for home runs to, say, like when Chris Bryant had a great year and he was hitting more home runs than entire programs, because that was a time where no one was hitting home runs, just a little over a decade ago. Well, we tried to normalize that stat-wise, and among all of our 21st century college players of the year, Charlie Condon had the second, the number two, basically, you could call it OPS plus, you know, weighted, you know, for his conference of anyone that we have ever chosen. This really is a truly historic season, even if it is in a year where we've seen a ton of, you know, home runs flying from everybody.
Yeah, as soon as Condon is selected, whether he's first, whether he's second, whether he's third, he's going to set new records for bonus pool era top three college hitters in average, in slugging, in career OPS, in career home run rate. It's just absurd, the numbers that he's put up. And like JJ said, even though he is doing it in an absolutely insane offensive environment, the fact that he also stacks up well with a guy like Chris Bryant when you're accounting for an entirely different era. I love the fact that those two show up 1-2 as well, because I think the Chris Bryant comp is actually a fairly decent one for Charlie Condon. They're both tall, right players who might be third basemen, very power-oriented. It's one of the better comps, I think, that you could come up with for a player like him. And the fact that they both are kind of the faces of their respective college offensive eras, I think, is just a really cool nugget for them. So I still think he's got a chance to go one. He's going to be the number one player on our draft board at the end of the day. But it really was a tremendous, tremendous season for him and a lot of fun to watch.
I do like that comp, that Chris Bryant comp. But at the same time, the one thing that does jump out with Condon when you compare him to Bryant is the question that we had when Bryant was coming out in the draft was the power was incredible, but there was a good bit of swing and miss to the game. There was, like, the question was, okay, what kind of average is he going to hit for?
Yeah.
With Charlie Condon this year, you know, you don't see someone in the SEC lead the nation in batting average and homers, right? You don't see anyone in Division I almost ever lead the nation in batting average and home runs. But to see it done in the SEC, you don't normally see, seen a couple more recently, maybe that's because of the transfer portal, but you don't often see an SEC guy lead the nation in batting average because obviously it's a little, you know, you're going to face a little bit higher level of pitching week in, week out. But then the other part with Condon is to see that kind of power, to see that kind of ability to hit for average, to get on base. But then the other thing you talked about, the question coming into the year was, is this guy, you know, first base long-term? Is he left field? And I'm not saying that he's going to be a long-term third baseman. I'm not saying he's going to be a long-term center fielder, which is something he did play. But they he got to showcase his versatility and a little bit of his athleticism this year, which does, I think, allay a lot of those concerns, Carlos, of, hey, you know, is this guy just purely a bat, or is this a guy who's going to be able to be a useful defender as well? It does feel like that's a little bit less of a concern now maybe than it was coming into the year.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that was maybe the biggest question mark we had for him entering the year. It was like number one on his to-do list at the beginning of the season. The athleticism is either better than scouts expected it to be, or he just improved as an athlete tremendously year over year. He played five positions, 10 or more games, and looked pretty solid at all of them. Kind of like you said, I would probably expect him to be a corner outfielder in the long run, but he has done more than enough to give himself a chance to play third base, where he would probably be the most valuable if he can stick there and be a fringy or average defender at the position. I mean, he's a very good athlete. He's got the arm strength. He can move around pretty well. I would be a little surprised if he did play center field, but I probably also would have been surprised if you told me Aaron Judge would play center field, and he's done that as well. So just that versatility and the chance to play multiple positions just helps him create more value, get into the lineup quicker if his bat's ready in whatever affiliated team he winds up with in a few weeks.
Well, I'm loving all of this. So in a few weeks, is he a number one overall pick? I mean, you know, if I'm a Cleveland Guardians fan and I'm listening to this, I'm like, we need this guy. Sign me up. But is that going to be the case, or where are we at on him right now?
I feel confident that he'll be a top four pick at this stage. It feels incredibly unlikely that he makes it beyond that range. It still seems like at the very top. I know both the top two teams on the board have five or more players they're considering at this stage. I could see him going one to Cleveland. He is younger than some of these other college hitters, and their model is very picky about age. I think over the last 6 to 8 years or so, they have drafted the youngest average age draftee of any team. We did a story on that a few years ago, so the age piece could be a factor for them. It feels like a player profile that Cincinnati has taken a lot in the past. I know they have scouted him heavily this spring. So with both one and two, he's got a ton of action and could be in either of those spots. But it's just really hard to say with any confidence this far out. Hopefully we get some confidence and we hear what Cleveland is leaning towards. But at this stage, I wouldn't really expect it. I think they're going to keep things pretty quiet until really the day of.
Okay, good to know. And obviously this is the spot to keep track of where it's all going to lay out come draft time, which is coming up very soon. Make sure you have a Baseball America subscription, and also we'll post all kinds of clips in addition to Hot Sheet itself on the Baseball America YouTube channel.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.